just wanted to play the little wood block on this. Good morning and welcome to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here. We are the Austins in the Austin family compound, hunkered down and ready to go drinking some Abbey roast coffee this morning.
You know what Therese says about this song?
What?
She says it reminds her of the little bird with her eyes going back and forth. Click, click, click.
There's a bird like that?
I don't know, I guess.
In her world, there is, apparently. good morning. MagnificatMedia.com, Magnificat Radio. This is your morning tradition. All right, so I just killed music. The music's over. How about that?
All righty.
The happiness is done.
You're in charge.
I want you to say that for my ringtone on my phone.
Okay.
Because whenever I'm like in a meeting or something, I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa says, you're in charge. I have that. All right. So welcome aboard the drive-in or whatever you're doing with us this morning. By the way, if you're listening on an iPad, an iPhone, a smartphone or whatever, thank you for that. Some of the new cars come with internet right there in the dashboard.
Yes, they do.
It's crazy. It's like driving a spaceship. We can't afford one, but if you're in one, God love you. And why, thank you for listening wherever you are listening
this
morning. Coming up later on this morning, we're going to have one guest on, but she is such an important guest and a very well-spoken young lady. And I just hope we, as with all our guests lately, I just hope we get to know. But that being said, we're going to talk with Parisa Tahiri. She's
a great guest.
And I was going to say she's like a one-woman army, but she's got people who have her back.
She has some spunk.
She's got spunk. There you go. That's it. She's spunky.
She has some drive.
She's a driven, spunky person.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's doing great things.
She's doing she does sidewalk abortion counseling. And when I first heard about her and I thought, okay, we're going to interview this lady, my first question was, how do you do that and not get assaulted? Because when I think of that type of thing, I always think of violence, right?
Okay, I don't, but okay.
Well, it's a violent process. Abortion, it's violence.
Well, yeah.
So right away, my brain is there, and then I'm thinking, these groups in front of, you know, Planned Parenthood or wherever, we have Catholic groups, we have other groups, but then there's the other side is there as well.
And oh, I see what you're saying.
She's out there, man. So anyway, I want to...
On the front lines.
Yeah. And it is a battle.
It is. In.
Battle for souls, battle for babies. Man, mm-hmm. Oh, man. By the way, next week... I found an article I wanted to bring up, and we won't have time today, but I found this article. There's a new trend in birthing babies. I want to get your take on it, on how this works.
Okay.
It seems weird to me, and I don't know that
you
it's
all... Are you going to tell me now or later?
No, no, next week. You got You got a whole weekend you have to wait.
Okay. I've got to ponder it for
I don't
a
know
week.
How I'm going
to
keep it from you. I'm going to be looking across you at the breakfast table tomorrow morning. I'm going to be going... I want to tell you, but I don't want to tell you because I don't want to give it up yet. But join us next week. I just mess around with that one. Anyway, we're going to... hey, you know what I thought we should do?
What?
How can you know where you're going
if you don't know where you've been?
That's why we do this day in history.
Any day in history.
Day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today, this very day.
August 7th.
Happens to be the 219th day of the year. There are 146 of these babies left until the end of the year. By the way, you know today is the about halfway point of summer?
I didn't. That's kind of cool.
In the northern hemisphere. You got half the summer to go yet. In the southern hemisphere, you still got some winter time left.
Okie dokie.
So we're halfway between either summer or winter, depending on where you're listening. 'Twas on this day in 768, Stephen III begins his reign as Catholic Pope.
That's neat. And in 1409 on this day, Council of Pisa closes an attempt to fix the Western Schism.
This was the Western Schism. This is like when we had like three popes.
Yeah.
And they
that
tried to fix
weird.
That. Some people look at that and they go like, oh, that's the Great Schism. No, that's not the Great Schism. This was just the Western Schism.
Anyway. Got it.
1782, George Washington first created the Purple Heart Medal. Its original name was the Badge of Military Merit. And he was the commander, of course, as we know, is the Continental Army. But my dad got one of those. My dad was shot.
Did.
He got shot right in the leg, World War II.
Yeah.
Darn snipers. Sorry. Go ahead.
And on this day in 1814, Pope Pius VII reinstates the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Where are we? Oh,
1882.
Hey, did you know this was a real thing?
What?
This day in 1882, the Hatfields and McCoys started feuding.
No.
It really did happen.
And
suddenly,
wow.
I'm hearing Willie Nelson in my head, feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Remember that?
No, I don't.
No, of course you don't. Hatfields of Southwest, in the Southwest Virginia, it says of Southwest Virginia, and the McCoys of Eastern Kentucky feuded. There were 100 people wounded or dead after they were done that first day. Yeah.
Between those two families?
Yeah. They still fight.
Cow. And on this day in 1888,
Theophilus.
Okay, well, you're always giving me the hard words.
Just think of the Acts of the Apostles. Theophilus. Hello, Theophilus.
There you go, Theophilus. Right. Van Cannell of Philia patents the revolving door.
I abbreviated Philadelphia for you.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're calling it Philia. I just abbreviated because I wanted to see.
That's not an abbreviation, Mike.
I'm saving paper. I call it Philly because it's Philadelphia.
Oh, my gosh.
No?
All right.
Philia.
That's what it says here.
Well, yeah, the revolving door. That's the main thing.
But that's not an abbreviation of Philadelphia.
All right, fine. If we don't shape up, we're going to have a revolving door here.
The revolving door was patented this day.
You know what this is? This is International Beer Day today.
Well,
that's what it says.
I need one right now.
No, it's too early. It's morning time. Unless, of course, you're listening to your morning tradition replay in the afternoon, at which time, pop a top, everybody. It's also Kool-Aid Day and, of course, Purple Heart Day, because George Washington created the Purple Heart this date. History.
That's
and
nice.
There you go. That's your day in history, so go forth and
try and speak right.
Historize. Oh, boy. More Abbey Roast for everybody, everyone. And with that, we are going to get serious.
We do have
some fun here on the show. I mean, come on.
Well, you got to be a little lively.
But we are going to get serious. This young lady, I am so... I kind of want to say I'm proud of her, and I don't even know her.
I was impressed with her.
Her name is Parisa... Or Parisa.
Parisa.
Like Teresa. Parisa...
Correct.
And later in the show, I have a surprise for you. But Parisa Tahiri is going to show us and talk with us coming up next about what it is she does with her sidewalk abortion counseling. We'll get back to it. It's Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition here, MagnificatMedia.com.
Living our faith. Magnificat Radio is available locally anywhere you are, through the internet, worldwide. If this is important to you, to have Magnificat Radio available in your life, then your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain it and keep Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, going. Thank you for listening to and supporting Magnificat Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here as we
live our faith
here in the morning and all day long. Hopefully we carry this through. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're trying to get you as much information on different subjects as possible. And with that in mind, we were given the young lady's name that we're about ready to talk to. And I got to tell you, it's nice to hear young people taking a bull by the horns, I guess.
And involved.
Please welcome to the show Parisa Tahiri. I'm getting that right. I didn't massacre your name, did I?
No, that's great.
Parisa Tahiri. And Parisa, you were in Kansas City, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because I got in trouble the other day. I said, are you in Kansas City, Missouri, or is it Kansas City, Kansas?
Missouri.
All right.
It's very important.
It is. I found that out. Yes. I didn't realize there was such a big deal there. That's huge. All right.
It is.
Well, Parisa, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on your morning tradition.
Thank you for having me.
The reason we wanted to talk to you was as a young lady, you've gotten involved. I was going to say you started it, but you have gotten involved with a pro-life group. I guess you're with a group, but really you would have done this on your own, I think, whereas you go every weekend to, is it one specific abortion clinic that you go to? Is it Planned Parenthood? Where do you end up?
So at first I started out at this place called Central Family Medicine, and it was located downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I went there for about 3 years, and then, thanks be to God, it closed down, and it's actually since then been bulldozed, so it doesn't even exist there anymore.
Wow.
And so now I am with the rest of my sidewalk counseling group at Planned Parenthood in Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay. And let's just say this, that you said that just right. The sidewalk counseling was what I was trying to get out. It's what you do is a sidewalk counseling sort of ministry to young ladies who are going in and they are going to abort their babies, correct?
That's correct.
Wow. Well, that's 4 to 2.
So do you have like a table that you set up or how does that work?
No. So I guess the objective that we're wanting there is to be able to reach the young ladies either by what we say or what we can give to them as they're driving in or some way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that the whole time we're praying and hopefully praying for their change of heart to keep their baby.
Right.
And so we don't set up tables and we don't hold signs or anything because we don't want to create any kind of either physical or mental barrier between us and the young lady because we want to be as approachable as possible. So the way it generally works is that when the young lady is driving into the driveway, we try to either get them to stop and let us talk to them and hand them brochures. And that sometimes happens, and that's always really nice. You get a few-second window to give them the brochure and kind of strike up of a conversation for as long as possible. And then if they either don't stop or they stop and then keep going in, as they're walking in, you're trying to still continuously say things in a loving way, but in a very informative way. Like, for instance, one of the things I like to say is, you know, if you're even just 3 weeks along, your baby's heart is already beating. So just within that few second time, still trying to bring that mother-baby bond that Planned Parenthood or any other abortion clinic is not going to tell them on the inside. So, no, we don't have any tables. We just stand there, and we pray, and we have our brochures.
Okay. Now, you have a very specific, I mean, other than it's wrong to abort your baby, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
you have a very personal reason for doing this, and that is you were going to be an aborted baby.
That's correct.
That's, and this is, how old are you? It's terrible to ask a lady her age, I know that, but.
That's okay. I'm still under the mark where it's not rude yet.
Oh, so cool, yeah. It doesn't get rude until you're like 30 or something. Isn't that how that works?
Something like that. I don't know. I haven't reached that point yet, so we'll
okay.
see.
So 20 whatever years ago, you were going to be an aborted baby. And how did your mother turn around? Was it one of these sort of sidewalk counseling people that turned the tide there, or how did that work?
No, actually, so at the time, my parents were obviously not Catholic, as were converts, and she had already had my two older brothers from a previous marriage that has been since annulled by the church,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor told her, after she had my older brother, that she would not be able to have any more children due to certain physical difficulties. Well, then she and my dad, you know, started dating, and I came into the picture,
uh-huh.
and when she went to the doctor told her that since he knew my dad, that he knew that he wasn't going to stay, and that she should take care of this pregnancy, take care of this, you know, problem before she has the baby, and then is left with three kids and nobody to help her support the kids.
Wow.
So she, yeah.
So this doctor is friends.
Wow, what pressure!
Well, this doctor is friends with your dad, and so he says, you know, I know this guy, and then, yeah, he's not going to stick around. You know, really,
they weren't even friends. He was just a patient of his, and he just said, I know that he's not going to stay, and so you might as well just go ahead and take care of this problem.
Wow,
I know.
You know, but you hear, we live sometimes in such a sheltered world here. And you know that things exist out there and what it's like, and you know this. But when you actually talk to someone who is affected personally and you hear these stories, it blows your mind.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It blows my mind, too.
Yeah,
so it's obvious that your mom changed her mind. So what happened from there?
So when she went home and told my dad her plans, he said that that was fine with him because it was kind of a disgrace to tell his family that they were expecting outside of wedlock. And so that was the plan, that they were just going to take care of the problem. And so she didn't tell anybody. And her best friend actually was a traditional Catholic, and she knew how her best friend felt about it, so she didn't tell her specifically. And so, according to my mom, one night she was just sitting on the couch and just kind of thinking about it, and her best friend calls. Huh. And they're just talking, and her best friend goes, "All right, are you going to have an abortion?" And my mom's heart just stopped. I was like, "How did you know?" And was trying to give all of these excuses and all these reasons why she had to have the abortion. And her best friend just begged and pleaded and said, I'll watch her, I'll watch the baby, I'll take care of the baby. And it just so happened that my mom had always a little girl with a lot of dark hair. That was like her dream. And her best friend at the time had a little girl who was actually dying of leukemia.
Aww.
And it was her only daughter. And so she told my mom, you know, it's not fair. I want my only daughter, and she's going, and I'm losing her. And this can be your only daughter, and it could be the only daughter that you've always dreamed of, the one with tons of dark hair. And so, anyways, at the end of the conversation, my mom just didn't know what to do. So she prayed, and later on, she just came to the conclusion that she just couldn't go through with it. And so she went to my dad and said, "I'm not doing it." And he said, "Good, I'm so glad." I felt horrible about it. And then a few weeks later, he proposed, and then they got married, and well,
and
I'm
it
here.
All worked
and
out.
There you are.
Oh, thanks be to God.
And we're going
to
take a break. The music says we got to take a break here and get right back. Mike and Lisa Austin and your morning tradition. This is good stuff.
That was a great story.
Well, we're not done. We're going to get back here and talk more with Parisa about what it is she does with the sidewalk counseling and all of that. It's your morning tradition. We're on the way. Don't go anywhere. This is an interesting story, and we're right in the middle of it here on your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin, where we are
living our faith.